Jack's had a couple of whacks on the shin, so he's unlikely for the weekend. We need to assess him and make sure he's okay. Jack being Jack wants to play, but the medical department are telling him that he can't, and we need to make sure it's not more of a long-term thing. So, you know, he'll be out this weekend. The good thing is we've got people coming back. It might come a little bit too quickly for Albert, who's been jogging, but doing no more than that. If you can't train tomorrow, then, you know, we'll be looking at Leeds for him. Henry, BB, Mele should all be back for Leeds. But this game's too soon. James Bree is back, which is good. He's trained with us all week. So we've got a few on the injury list at the moment. You know, and we'll do what we do and we cope with that. And we've got enough players here that can certainly cope with that as well.
And of course, you're about to start the Christmas period as well. So there's no point rushing players when you know you've got like loads of games on the horizon.
Yeah, no, it's very important that we don't do that. As I've said, since I've been here, the training sessions have been really good. The performance levels on the training ground have been taken onto a match day, and you know, we've been picking up points and results because of that, and that will continue with the players that are fit and able.
Mm-hmm. By rights, you should have been on a run of 6 wins out of 6, really. So now the dust has settled a little bit on the Baggies game, and of course the ending of it, which was ridiculous, but there we go. How do you see that overall, that sort of run of 6 games rather than any particular one?
Yeah, I mean, beforehand we were told that we were going into a tough run of games, you know, and to have won 4 and drawn 2 out of the 6 of them is very good going, but we all feel that it should have been 6 wins out of 6 because the Nottingham Forest game we should have won, and we should have won the Albion game last Friday as well, and you know, if it wasn't for poor officiating on the night, we would have.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the performance levels, though, again, when you're going into games and some of the teams you've been playing and where they are in the league as well, when you're coming away thinking, well, we should have won that, and you did win that, those performance levels must be there or thereabouts for you.
Yeah, they are, and the lads will take an awful lot of confidence. I mean, I'd done the debrief on the West Brom game on Monday, and I spoke to the players about that game. Albion were the top goal scorers in the Championship before the game. Mm. They had 8 Premier League players who were beating Tottenham and Man United at the end of last season. They had 2 lads on loan, one from Man City, one from Leicester, who were young prospects, and they had the goalkeeper who we had last year, and they scored a good goal. Dwight Gale headed one over the bar, and apart from that, they didn't trouble our goalkeeper. And that just shows how good a team we are becoming defensively without the ball, but also that we don't fear anybody, because we've gone to West Bromwich Albion and created the better chances in that game and should have won the game.
Mm-hmm. And 2 home games now coming up, and again they're against sides that again there or thereabouts. So again, there's going to be a lot for people to look at and assess where you are.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's games against 2 top teams in this league. You know, Stoke were the pre-season favourites. Again, following on from West Brom, an ex-Premier League team from last season with a lot of Premier League players, and you know, they've gone into the market and bought players. You know, I sold Ryan Woods myself to them from Brentford. So we've got some very good players, and they had 8 games unbeaten as well. But I just love playing at Villa Park. I think whoever we play against at Villa Park, they're in for a tough game, because since I've been here, the supporters have been right behind us and they're making it tough for any opposition.
Mm-hmm. Just want to glance forward to January. Can you, I don't speak to the names and all that kind of stuff, but what kind of things can Villa fans expect in the January window?
Well, we're looking to add and improve the squad. You know, we spoke before that we've probably light in numbers defensively, so it's an area that we're looking to improve. And I don't think there's any major surgery needed, and I've said that before. You know, the squad is a good squad. It's a strong squad, which it's showing on the pitch at the moment. But we certainly need some numbers. You know, I think the injuries that we've had over the last two weeks or so has shown that we've had to get 2 or 3 youngsters from the 23s on the bench. And it's an area probably that we need to strengthen, and minor surgery will be required in January.
Just finally for me, have you had any indication from Chelsea about whether they're going to let Tammy stay for the season or not?
No. You know, as I said before, we had Eddie Newton here a month ago, who came up, was really pleased how he was progressing, and as I said before, they sent Tammy up here to develop, and I don't see that changing.